Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show tonight. I'm very excited about our guest. The topic tonight is Tao Healing with Dr. and Master Shah. We're going to bring him on in just a few minutes. I want to take this time and really share the value of the material tonight. The idea of the soul as being the source of your creation, your persona, and the purity of that soul affording you the ability to master your potential as a personification of that soul intention. Our guest tonight, Master Shah, is a New York Times bestselling author and a pioneer in modern-day spirituality. He combines the essence of Western medicine and traditional Chinese medicine with ancient energy and spiritual healing secrets from China. As an expert in the most advanced cellular healing science now occurring in China and in breakthrough research in the West, I love the balance of the East and the West there, on the effect of soul, of spirit on soul, mind, and body. Master Shah is an inspired guide to the ultimate dimension of soul over matter. Is that not the coolest thing? Heal and transform the soul first, and then healing and transforming of every aspect of life will follow. Join me in welcoming Master Shah to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm delighted.
You know, I was looking at your bio, and it from the age of six, you've been engaged in the process of refining yourself. Can you share with us that first introduction to your life path?
Thank you. I went to the park with my parents at age six. A grandmaster of Tai Chi taught his few disciples. They did a hands, touching hands practice. Means you put the hands, a master put the hand, the disciple put the hand. And they are making circle. This is a unique Tai Chi practice. So the master just gently moved the hand. The disciple flew away for 20 feet away. So far. I was
wow.
Say, wow. And I was a tiny guy. You know, I came to him. I put my hand in front of my chest. I said, yeah, I want to learn this. Yeah, means a grandfather in China. You honor the elders. And he looked at me. He's 70, 80 years old. 70 to 80. And he told me, you are too young to do this. I said, no. Yeah. Please, I like to learn this. And he looked at me for a while. He said, I would like to see your parents. I ran away to saw my parents. I hold their arms. I said, Baba, Mama, I want to learn this. So my parents talk with the master. So from that day, every weekend, I spend 3 to 5 hours, Saturday, Sunday, I started my Tai Chi journey with this grand master. That is my first experience in my spiritual journey, in the, Tai Chi journey.
Well, as you've spent your life refining that the purity of your soul, what kind of shifts or changes did you go through as a in that journey?
thank you to bring out this very deep wisdom. In ancient wisdom, millions of people are searching for ancient wisdom. I have written more than 20 books. Recently, I wrote a book with a quantum scientist researcher, quantum science string theory researcher, Dr. Ruling Xu. We co-write the book, and the soul, mind, the body science, last mission about the soul purification. Is really we are very aligned in the wisdom. So soul, mind, body, science, grand unification. Dr. Ruling has researched for grand unification for more than 30 years. You know, thousands or even much more scientists in history have the dream to have a grand unification. Grand unification means one theory, one scientific formula can explain all. There are, you know, Mother Earth is only one planet. There are countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. How can we use one formula, some mathematical or whatever scientific formula, to explain countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes, how complicated in the universe. So that is she has researched for the more than 30 years. So 5 years ago, she started to study Tao. And in last language, I had a little conversation with him earlier. He talked about the source. We align very well. Tao, do not think this Taoism. You know, in China, there are three cultures, Buddhism, Confucianism, and the Taoism. So the Tao, we are talking Tao healing today, rejuvenation, longevity, and immortality. Tao is the source, ultimate creator. Tao has no time, no space. In Mother Earth, we have time and space. Tao is a creator. Tao belongs to the Wu world, W-U-W-O-R-L-D, Wu world. My pronunciation may not be perfect. So Wu world means emptiness, nothingness world. Heaven and earth, we stand on the Mother Earth, above our heads, heaven. So heaven and the Mother Earth belong to you world, Y-O-U, you world. You means existence. The highest spiritual wisdom in history is Wu world, nothingness, emptiness, creates your world. We are the existence, including heaven and earth. Your world will go back to Wu world. Wu world creates your world. Your world go back to Wu world. So this is the circle. How universe is going to be created, and go back to the source. So in Laozi, many people know the wise man Laozi, Tao Te Ching, very popular, every major university worldwide, and offer the teaching of Laozi's Tao Te Ching. Laozi said, Tao Sheng Yi. Sheng means create. Yi means blurred oneness. Many people heard about blurred condition. Now in scientific world, they have 95, they call dark energy, dark matter, that the scientists cannot explain. In fact, in my personal insight, dark energy, dark matter is the source energy, source matter. They are in the fourth dimension or beyond the fourth dimension. Mother Earth is only in the three dimension. Therefore, we cannot understand, even explain the dark energy, dark force. So Tao creates what? One is a blurred condition. Dark energy, dark matter belong to the Wu world, Tao and the One. Then within the oneness condition, there are two kinds of energy. One is the light energy in ancient form called Qing Qi. Qing means light, Qi means energy. And the Zhuo Qi means disturbed, heavier energy. So these two kinds of energy, they mixed. They were not distinguished. They stay in the universe. They stay in the source. They have waited for eons. When the time was ready, the Qing Qi, light energy, rises to form heaven. Heavier energy falls to form Mother Earth. This is how heaven and the Mother Earth were created. So people talk about, bomb, explosion, the universe created, the scientific try to explain, because the science, philosopher, since creation, they are studying how universe is created, how universe is developed, how universe is ending. So Lao Zi, Dao Sheng Yi, Yi Sheng Er, one creates two, heaven, earth. Two creates three. One is a blurred condition, source plus heaven, earth, become three. Three creates one Wu. One means 10,000, Wu means saints. One Wu include countless planets. Mother Earth is only one planet. There are countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. Short while ago in Google and in the Yahoo, a scientist has found a planet which is very close, like Mother Earth. We are the human being in Mother Earth. You know, there's a radio show, newspaper, magazine. People talk about that. Are there any being in other planet? In my answer, 100%. There are other beings in other planet. If Mother Earth has a being, Mother Earth is just only one planet. And there are countless planets. There are countless stars. Galaxy. Therefore, universe is so big. Human has such a limited vision. Lao Zi, Tao, normal creation. Tao creates one, one creates two, two creates three, three creates how and the creator creates everything. So, grand unification scientific formula from the source. One, two. Two means heaven, earth. Three, one Wu. Countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. In the wisdom. So everyone, human being, like me and every listeners, our cat, our dog, even the ocean, the monkey, the river, they all made up by Jing Qi Shen. And the Jing means matter, Qi means energy. Einstein's relativity, E equals MC squared. Relativity is about just energy and matter. So Jing, matter, energy, Qi, energy. Another one called Shen. Let's just now mention the purified soul. Shen includes soul, heart, and mind. So, and the grand unification is Shen, includes soul, heart, mind, plus Qi. I call S is Shen, plus E as energy, plus M, matter, equals one. One is the source. So this is the grand unification scientific equation. So I can talk so many. I thank you. For less, you can ask further questions. Otherwise, keep talking. Thank you.
No, I like that. So, I've often contemplated that in order for a human to have the thought, to contemplate source or the root of creation, so many other things had to be created just to get to the point of the human experience, for example, time and space and matter and then planets and then solar systems. In other words, the holographic, if you will, where everything comes from the one source, the holographic nature would suggest that you and I are personifications of the one. And so to even have this conversation, that there is so much vastness of creation that needed to happen before we could even get around to the point of having a human persona embody that oneness. And I really like how you shared that the roots model of coming out of source and mapping the nature of energy and matter and incrementally building on the model. So when you go to look for this unified field or this single model of the nature of creation, how do you tie together the Western and the Eastern perspectives?
Good. So I think Eastern philosophy, one of the most important Eastern philosophy is yin and yang. Definitely you know yin yang. Many listeners heard about the yin yang. What is yin yang? People may saw the logo, a circle. There are white fish, there are black fish, and they hold together. And many people saw the yin yang logo. Yin yang is ancient philosophy that summarize everything and everyone in countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. Yin yang is a universal law. So U.S. has a law, China has a law, I mean Australia this moment, I'm traveling Australia to teach now. So every country has a law. This is the physical world. Yin yang are the spiritual law in heaven. It summarizes everything. You ask me the Western approach and the Eastern approach. One of the most important wisdom I want to share is yin yang and the universal two fundamental factors. So everything can be summarized to yin and yang. Heaven is yang, earth is yin. The most important wisdom, male is yang, female is yin. Fire belongs to yang, water belongs to yin. Yang nature is the fire nature. Fire is a heat. Fire flu moves up. Fire is excited. Water nature calm, flowing down due to gravities and also calm. So therefore, anything who has a fire nature put on the yang side, anything has a water nature put on the yin side. So therefore, we know heaven, earth, yin and yang, male, female. For example, theory. So the gray unification theory. In the physics, in the science, there are so many theories. Theory and the practice is a pair of yin and yang. What I want to say, yin yang are two. We all know heaven, earth, male, female theory, and also and the practice and the fire, water, positive, negative, positive. So there are so many opposite things. Yin yang are opposite, but the yin yang are inner related. The most important is yin yang, inner changeable. So most important East philosophy is yin yang are two, but the yin yang are one. People know yin yang are two. People may not know or may not know enough. Yin yang are one. For example, we talk about science, time and space. Why scientific development is so slow? Because they research separate. Many research on the time, many research on the space. But the time and the space are two, but they are one. You put them together to think time and space are one, then the breakthrough science could be developed. 129 Nobel Prize recipients rolled together. If scientists do not study ancient philosophy and wisdom, scientists is very hard to move further. For example, our computer. Our computer is follow that sacred teaching of Yi Jing. Many people know, many people do not know. Yi Jing is ancient teaching. So Yi Jing is created by, you know, by Shang Gu, 30 to 45,000 years ago. You know, people in history, now we only found 7,000 years ago, you know, something. How people know, you know, 30 to 45,000 years ago? So because Mother Earth, human has such limited time. Humanity have lived so long. You go to internet, they only tell you how long. I research how long has a human been. You do a research, and the Mother Earth has, you know, some marble, some special stone. Scientists said, okay, maybe billions of years. Mother Earth has been created for billions of years, but a human does not have that kind the proving by science. But I want to share with the public, even we cannot be approved by scientists. Great spiritual leaders, for example, Buddhism, Buddha, Sakya Muni Pho, he shared in his teaching, when he was in the stillness condition, he found out the ancient Buddha billions of years ago. So therefore, people, oh, that's a religion. I do not believe that. It's okay. You do not need to believe. What I want to say is spiritual wisdom are way, way ahead than scientific development. That's the truth. How long is the science? How long is the history? For example, Lao Tzu, Tao Te Ching, Tao creates one creates two creates three creates everything. And we are using scientific formula more and more to explain how universe was created. We are even explain in a scientific formula about the karma. Millions of people believe karma. Millions of people do not believe karma. You know, just I mentioned that Jing Qi Shen. Shen includes soul, heart, and mind. Soul blockages are the karma issue. Karma are the record of services. If you talk about karma, you talk about reincarnation. Some people, I do not believe reincarnation. It's okay. I'm honored to share. I deeply believe. I teach this. I believe reincarnation. I can see people's past life. I can also see people's future life because my spiritual channel open. I have trained thousands of people, mothers, who open their spiritual eye, which is called third eye. We can see a past, we can see, of course, limited, no way can see everything. We can see the future, we are developing like a, let's talk about the purified soul, because soul is the boss. Shen includes soul, heart, mind. So I have four sacred phrases, four true statements. The first statement is Ling Dao Xin Dao. Ling means soul, spirit. Now, quantum science is talking about the information or message. Ling Dao, Dao means arrive. Ling means soul, information, message. When message arrive, Xin Dao, heart arrive. Heart is a receiver, our heart. When you have a good message, heart receives. Heart digests, absorb, heart said, I like it. That's why Ling Dao, Xin Dao. Second, Xin Dao, Yi Dao. Yi means consciousness, soul, heart, mind issues. While heart receives the message, digest, absorb, pass by to the consciousness. Mind, conscious is a processor. Conscious said, I like the idea, I want to move further. Then they move to qi. Jing qi, qi means energy. So energy flow, yi dao, qi dao. So millions of people meditate. They use mind, visualize, you know, stars, visualize the Buddha, visualize the holy saint, visualize God, visualize, you know, mountain. So your mind visualize. You connect with the nature. You connect with the saint. You connect with heaven. You connect with the source. Therefore, yi dao, qi dao. For example, when you put your mind on kundalini, millions of people are doing yoga. Kundalini is located in front of a tailbone. If you put your mind there, you meditate, you feel warm, you feel tingling, the energy accumulated in kundalini. Yi dao, qi dao. When you put your mind there, the energy arrives. Qi dao, xue dao. When qi go there, blood follows. That is a 5,000 years traditional Chinese medicine. Number one principle is qi dao, xue dao. Your qi goes there, blood follows. So all the sickness in traditional Chinese medicine is a blockage of qi and the blood. Qi flows, blood follows. Qi blocks, blood is stagnant. So therefore, these four true statements have summarized how spirit works, how divine works, how source works, how this holy saints, Buddha's healing angels work. Because they give the message that heart receives. Heart passed by to the consciousness. Consciousness moves the energy. Energy moves the blood. So therefore, this is a four sacred statement. This is I have created more than 5,000 soul healers in the last 12 years. We have created soul healing miracle, more than 1 million. A man called Bill Gladstone, his book aging of, you know, of Deepak Chopra, the what's the Vancouver one? R.K. Toller, Donna New Wash, and many others. So he did not believe me. He heard about me. He graduated from the Harvard University as a medical anthropology. And he spent time with me. He interviewed probably 30 to 40 people and for miracles. Then and he was so fascinated, he wrote the book, Dr. Master Shah, Miracle Soul Healer. I'm very grateful for his introduction. Then he introduced me and some PBS producer. We created PBS program, 13 shows, Soul Healing Miracle with Dr. and Master Shah. So and in every show, there are stage 4 cancer, there are drug addiction, people 4 years take drugs, and every day inject drugs. There are child, doctor said cannot survive. The child was born, doctor said no way can survive. And the head is one size bigger than normal size. So much liquid and the scar tissue on the eyes. Doctor said the child cannot see at all. They're hard to find the brain. So with these totally challenging cases, I offer spiritual healing. 2 years later, the boy turned to the normal boy. So this kind of story very hard to show on the TV, on the screen. So therefore, it will public. Some people are already world-renowned distributor want to spread this series worldwide. What I want to see is because we understand the wisdom, Ling Dao, Xin Dao, soul information message. First, you have a positive love and the light, connect with the source, connect with the divine. Whatever, you know, Buddhism, Taoism, holy, I totally honor your belief system. The final is the source is everything. Your source creates heaven, earth. So therefore, connect with the source, connect with heaven, connect with Mother Earth, connect with the countries, planets, stars, gods, universes. So the message comes. The heart got it. Heart pass to consciousness. Consciousness moves energy. Energy moves matter. So we know this wisdom, this ancient wisdom, and we connect with the modern science and also quantum physics and string theory, and we work together. Then we have created so many soul healing miracles. So I think this is how important, let's say, the soul purification. Purify the soul. In my teaching, heal the soul. Transform the soul first, that every aspect of life will follow. You heal your, for example, heart issue. Heal the soul of heart. Knee pain. Heal the soul of knee. It's not only body has soul. Every organ, every DNA has a soul. Soul is the spirit. Soul is the light being. I have written soul healing miracles. I have written soul mind and body science. There are many books. Go to drsha.com, or you go to amazon.com under Jigang Sha, Z-H-I-G-A-N-G-S-H-A. Go to drsha.com. drsha.com. Now you can find my blog, you can find my service. I have created the Love, Peace, Harmony World Family. Now millions of people are listening to the soul song God gave to me called Divine Soul Song, Love, Peace, Harmony. And the last, can I spend 2 minutes to sing this soul song as a blessing for all the listeners?
Yes, indeed. Go ahead.
How everybody sit down straight. Before I sing this soul song, I want to speak 1 minute. So while I was in India, in 2010 in Chennai, we have 6,000 people in the Divine Nuni family, and we have Love, Peace, Harmony open ceremony. So, and in this open ceremony, a doctor of gynecology came to the stage, and she said her father, general surgeon, her father fainted in the operation room when her father worked for the patient in the operation table. One said it was paralyzed. 3 days later, and his one eye was blind. So I have an assistant teacher. I trained a master Patricia. She was sent to India. She met this doctor, Smarty. So and this doctor learned this soul song, Love, Peace, Harmony. So Master Patricia gave her a CD, said, you put the CD at home, ask this soul song to help your father. So the father was in the ICU, you know, stroke, very serious. And the daughter put a CD player. The daughter just start to play, but you have to connect. And dear divine soul song, heal my father. This is a spiritual healing. Spiritual healing has no time, no space. The music playing in the room. The father was in the hospital ICU, and the miracle happened. They could not believe the father recovered so fast. In such a very short time, the father wanted back complete work. So this family has so many doctors. Everybody was shocked. The power, we have thousands, I don't know how many thousand so healing miracles from this city. One time I was in Mumbai. I was working in the hall, in the workshop. A movie star showed his face, her face. Master Shah, you see, please heal me. Many pimples. And, I said, later, because I'm just walking, teaching a little on the halfway. So after ending the workshop, a major magazine, the lady interviewed me. I was in the room, this lady shouting outside, where's Master Shah? And she said she will take care of my face, and I cannot find him anymore. And the people report.
We might have had a phone problem here. Master Shah is...
You listen.
It sounds like it's breaking up.
Can you hear me better now?
You're coming and going.
I know. Sorry, I'm in Australia. Okay. How about the now? Better now?
You're better now. Why don't we go to the blessing?
Okay. Why do we... How everybody relax. Silent the request. What the part you need to heal it? Back pain, shoulder, depression, stress, anything. Because divine soul song carry divine the jing qi shen, matter energy soul. I love my heart. And so I love all humanity, join heart and souls together, love, peace and harmony, love, peace. Our harmony, la lu la li, lu la lu la la li, lu la lu la li, lu la lu la li. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity, join heart and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Lula, lula, li. Lula, lula, la, li. Lula, lula, li. Lula, lula. Thank you, Les.
Thank you. It's I like the notion of song as a completely different modality of intention. We've been talking for a while now, and when we move into that healing space, we move to song. It's almost like language is too cumbersome to express the grace of the natural healing order of nature.
Yes, and this is has words like I love my heart and soul, I love all humanity, but the soul song. I am teaching, I'm going to sing a little bit, just 1 minute of free soul song. Everybody relax, just 1 minute more. Hey, hey, ya, 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 yo, ya, hey. Ya yi ya yi yo ya hey, ya 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 yo hey, ay ya ya ya, ay ya yo, ya yi ya ya yo, ya yo ya hey yo, ah hey 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 yo, ya yo. Hey ya, yo ya, yo ya, hey, ya ya yo, ya yi yo, hey, yo hey, yo hey. So you get
that? I like it. Can you share with our listeners a practice they can use every day to relieve stress?
Yes, wonderful. Everybody, let me teach you an ancient mantra, three sounds. The first is W-E-N-G, Wong. Wong is Wong, make a sound. The second is R, vibrates the chest, Hong, lower abdomen. So this three sound is ancient, one of the most powerful healing. It's a sound of vibration. Deep inhale, just listen two times. So I teach you four power techniques. I thank you for giving the opportunity to share the practice. Everybody put one palm below the navel. Put one palm on your heart. Heart is the key. Heart houses the mind and the soul. Then this is called body power, a first technique. Where do you put the hand? It's where do you receive the benefit. The second secret practice is the sound power. Wong Ah Hong. Deep inhale. Wong Ah Hong. For stress, hypertension, because when you from head to the abdomen, all the major organ there, it's a balance everything. Deep inhale one more time. So the second technique is sound power. The third one is mind power. In one sentence, visualize light. When you turn the wall, visualize red, R-E-D. Red light shining in the head. When you turn white light shines in your chest. When you turn the whole blue light shines in your lower abdomen. Red, white, and the blue. I do two times more. That's it. I learn this, and you can sit down there at home. You can stand in there for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You could receive a release of stress, boost the energy, clear your head, all kind of benefits. How I do two times, and listen. Everybody inhale, do one time with me together. Inhale, Wong Ah Hong. Thank you, Les.
Hey, I really appreciate you sharing that with us, and I like the simplicity of it. It seems like the song and the sounds as a healing modality move out of our minds, out of that complex arena that we tend to spend our time in, and move it back to a more simple and elegant approach. We've got about 10 minutes left, and I want to make sure that we cover what your work is doing lately. So you're doing, in Australia, you're having a Tao retreat for healing, rejuvenation, and longevity. Do you want to share with us what that entails?
Thank you. I want everybody to know I have written 10 books. It's called Soul Power Series. And they all reach a New York Times best-selling list. So I recently wrote 2 books, Soul Healing Miracle Series. One is Soul Mind Body Science. I shared a little bit. One is Soul Healing Miracles. Today, Les said it's a Tao healing. Basically, now I'm delighted to have a few minutes to share. So one of my highest teaching is to teach Tao. I have written 3 books about the Tao. It's not the Taoism. The first book, Tao One, The Way of All Life. The second book, Tao Two, The Way of Healing, Rejuvenation, Longevity, and Immortality. Another one called Tao Song, Tao Dance, Sacred Sound and Movement from the Source for Healing, Rejuvenation, Longevity, and Immortality. You go to Amazon.com, you can find many books, Leap 100 or beyond. And there are some people talk about immortality. Many people may heard about Dr. Irvin Laszlo. Deepak Chopra honor him as a father of a system. So, he came to U.S. We made one PBS program just called Immortality. He believed immortality very much. Recently, he wrote a book, Beyond the Space, and Deepak Chopra wrote a foreword, he gave me honor to write afterward. So, he aligned with my teaching very well. Also, Les, we talk about the karma, we talk about the source, we talk about the purification. So, we have, it's just different language. But we are, the truth is only one. So therefore, and I just give you another story, a man who was the head monk of Maharishi. Everybody know Maharishi, very renowned spiritual father. And he and his brother has done incredible contribution to Maharishi service. He meditated more than 43 years, 4 to 6 hours per day. He met me on March in Los Angeles. For Divine Healing Hand, I have created more than 5,000 Divine Healing Hands. Literally, God gave me honor to transmit God's soul hand for the ready ones. And you just use God's soul hand, like just no less than simplicity. Transmission, I give you transmission, God, and your dear God hand come out. So many miracles just every day. My student walking coma in hospital. Stage 4 cancer, and the people are dying, people suffering for decades. So it's a God hand. We are just the vessel, servant. I call myself, I train spiritual servant for humanity. So this man has a searching for immortality. So when he found my book, I teach source, healing, rejuvenation, longevity, and immortality. November, I will teach you 3 weeks in Bay Area. Anybody after today's interview, go to drsha.com to understand. I'm going tomorrow. I start to teach Tao, longevity, and immortality training. and people worldwide through live webcast. Many people learn from me at home. In ancient time, you go to mountain, in the temple, in the cave, to learn this sacred ancient practice. But I'm honored you can stay at your home. For example, listen to this radio show. You can go to drsha.com, find out my teaching. You can join with me right away. I teach you how to meditate, how to chant, how to purify, how to heal. Thank you, Les, for your great interview. I'm honored to serve.
You should also mention that some of these have live webcasts associated with them, so you don't have to be at the location. They're actually a live webcast of these functions, so people can join through the internet while you present this material live.
Yes, I very often I have more than 1,000 people from many countries join. I was just now a short while ago in Vancouver. I have open spiritual channel. And also short while ago in Honolulu, I have Tao teaching. Then I have Tao calligraphy. We don't have time enough to explain. Everybody understand that calligraphy is the artwork. I have learned calligraphy for more than 105 years old lady, a professor, United Nations consider. She is a Chinese language expert. She learned from Emperor's teacher in last Qing dynasty. In her whole life, she did not share this sacred writing, a special calligraphy in Chinese. I learned from her, and Divine asked me to put the power inside. I just finished my Tao calligraphy, source calligraphy training. I have just in such a short time, I have created more than 100 Tao calligraphy spiritual healer. So therefore, people can join with me with live webcast, like Les said. Go to drsha.com. You like my teaching, you can just join with me, and I'm delighted to serve you. And also November, I have 3 weeks of Tao longevity healing and immortality training, and welcome you.
So you have spent so much time in your life purifying your soul. And it's from that place of purity, which is the root of creation, that allows you to embody the most elegant essence of what is, or the truths. I mean, when we go to wrap a language around the truth to talk about it, we've already polluted it somewhat. But it's from that purity of your intention, of your heart, that affords you the ability to conduit, to be a conductive channel of the divine idea of what is possible in our human experience. And I think that's what affords you to have these healing breakthroughs that you have as you bring the compassion of your heart to these people who are in dis-ease.
Yeah, Les, very deep insight. I honor your words. I always see if a fish lives in a polluted water, the fish is either sick or die. Human beings are living in a polluted environment. Think about how much pollution on the air, water, food, and more. But the internal pollution is Jing Qi Shen pollution. Jing, modern medicine, focuses on matter inside the cells. Qi, energy, traditional Chinese medicine, and a thousand healing modalities focus on Qi, which is located between the cells. Shen is a holy Buddha. Spiritual healing, talk about spiritual healing. Scientists are separate. The most important is to combine the Western medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, energy healing, spiritual healing, scientific wisdom as one. It's called Tao, source. One is the healing through the song, dance, calligraphy, music, and mind, soul, to serve humanity, to create love, peace, harmony, world family. I'm honored to serve. Thank you so much, Les.
I want to thank you for being on the show. I really appreciated what you've brought to our listeners, and I thank you.
I'm very honored to serve.
You know, when we talk about purity, the ability to convey the truth or source or love or light, however you personify it in your understanding of it, it's that purity that affords the transfer without pollution or dilution. I like the idea, the notion of pure, authentic you. Master Shah is an example of what happens through the purification process. And the idea of the soul being the starting point of that, to heal and transform the soul, is to heal and transform your connection with Source or the One. And from that place of purity, that purity, there's a very simple eloquence to that purity. It affords you the ability to bring any idea or intention all the way into the physical form. It's you as the embodiment of the light that allows you to bring the source of all creation, which is present in every moment, in every space, into our physical experience. You literally become the embodiment of the One. And it's through that, you know, what I really like about Master Shah's sharing is the return to the simple. He talked about the yin and the yang, or the masculine and feminine. And that has rippled through all of creation, even to our physical form. Here we are, human beings on this planet, and the root of our humanity is still reflecting that simple masculine feminine. And then tying together the heart, the soul, and the mind is very much in line with what I've been talking about. I just released a book, Citizen King, The New Age of Power, which talks about exactly that, the soul, the heart, and the mind, and the mind being the scallywag, to bring that mind into alignment with the heart and the soul is when the power shows up. And in our Western culture, the mind gets so flipping fast and distracted that it cannot be at rest. It cannot be at peace in the presence of the heart and the soul and without practice. And once you get that practice down, then power shows up. Citizen King, citizens acting as kings, personifying power. You are that power now. You've always been that power. It's through that harmony that brings it about. I'm your host, Les Jensen. We're flat out of time. Thanks for joining us.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.